When we see someone in misery, we feel compassion. We must realize that it is very important to cherish such an attitude and strengthen it with the help of other skillful means. We also have our human intelligence, which gives us the ability to discern what is right and what is wrong. This, too, should be improved and directed toward discerning the ultimate reality. In achieving these purposes, it is essential to perform meritorious deeds and acts of purification. Fundamentally, it is vital to cultivate the faculty of discerning wisdom. With such wisdom, examine the ultimate reality over and over again, and develop an intellectual appreciation of the meaning of suchness. This, in turn, will help generate a profound feeling for its reality. This analytical approach should be augmented by meditative concentration. The practice of compassion and the knowledge of emptiness will lead the individual to realize that the impurities of the mind can be removed and the state of omniscience can be achieved. After prolonged practice of the teachings, with compassion as the foundation complemented by wisdom, an individual will strongly wish to attain the state of Buddhahood. When such a wish for the welfare of all sentient beings is in earnest and comes from the bottom of his or her heart, he or she will become a bodhisattva and will attain the Mahayana path of accumulation. Of the three levels of this path, small, middling, and great, the small level is attained. This is called the earth-like awakening mind. The awakening mind is of 21 types. The practitioner improves the awakening mind as a result of compassion and also strengthens his or her knowledge of emptiness. Calm abiding meditation is practiced in relation to emptiness, and when the wisdom deriving from that meditation is generated, the individual attains the path of preparation. The meditation should be continued with the awareness that full coordination between the method and wisdom aspects is crucial. Through these practices, the meditator becomes fully absorbed in suchness, like water being poured into water, free of every stain of duality. At the first moment when the practitioner gains direct insight into emptiness, he or she attains the path of seeing. Since these realizations are gained in conjunction with the awakening mind, it is obvious we are talking about the Mahayana path. Of the 10 bodhisattva levels, the meditator attains the first, known as the joyful. This path has two segments, uninterrupted and liberated. During the former path, the obstruction with respect to this realization is counteracted, and having overcome that obstacle, the path of liberation is attained. With sustained meditation, the practitioner eliminates the obstructions and attains the path of meditation. During the last moment of the concentration known as the Vajra-like path of meditation, the subtlest obscurities are eliminated from their very root. Thus, the individual generates the omniscient, transcendent wisdom and transforms into a Buddha.